A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Samach Tes. Chulin 69b. Pagination is 138. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is slightly below midway on the page, in the middle of the line. That's what we'll do. The Perek is Behema Makasha. The animal is having trouble during labor. And in this case, we're trying to take some steps of intervention to save the animal. And the particular application that we're dealing with in our Mishnah is Hamevakeres, a mother animal that is having its firstborn, its petarechem. And therefore, we are interfacing these concepts of animal in a difficult labor with the laws of Bechor. So let's take a step back and discuss Bechor for a moment so that we understand what this mitzvah is and therefore what the ramifications will be. The Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, which is a section in Karbanos, not to be confused with Bikurim, which is a section in Zra'im, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh, starting from the beginning, it's a mitzvah, lahafrish, to separate the peta rechem hazachorim by people and by kosher animals, as well as by donkeys, special laws that they get separated, and on some level they go to the Kohen. Bechor Odom, Bechor Chamor, Niftim. The firstborn by a person and the firstborn by a donkey are going to be redeemed. That system of redemption is discussed. Upidyanim lekohanim. The redemption goes to the Kohen. But the Bechor Behema Tahora, the Bechor of kosher animals, Nishchat Ba'azora, gets shchita in the Beis HaMikdash, it's kachim kalim, and it's ne'echa la kohanim, and goes to the kohanim. The particular consideration that's very relevant throughout the Talmud is that if a bechor behema tahora gets a mum, if it's a bal mum, a significant blemish is on the animal, then it belongs to the kohen. It cannot be brought as a carbon, but instead, it's the Kohen's, and he's able to use it however he wishes. He could sell it, he could eat it wherever, he can share it with whoever. And that's fundamentally the level that we have of Bechor after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Even someone living in Eretz Yisrael, in close proximity of Yerushalayim, has no recourse with a Bechor to bring it as a korban. And therefore, it was always focused on Baal Mum. If it would get a blemish, then what would you be able to do? In our time, one of the considerations that we use is that Behemes HaShutfim, Perek Dalet in the Rambam, an animal of partnership is chayeves bivachora, is still obligated, but a shutfis nochri, if you have a partnership with a non-Jew, then the animal would be absolved of bechor, and that's a technique that's indeed used in certain applications. Let's take a look at our Mishnah now. Hamevakeres, Hamakasha Leleit. The animal is having its firstborn, and it's in the throes of labor, is very difficult. It's a problem. And as we mentioned in last session, such a situation was feared to kill the mother in such a case. Mechatech Ever Ever, you can cut off specific limbs of the fetus before it's born, umashlich leklovim, and you could throw them to the dogs. In other words, there's no halachic status of holiness to the fetus until it's born. And if you cut it off before it's born, then you don't have to do anything special like bury it. You could throw it to the dogs, and it's dog meat. Yotza rubo, once the majority of the animal has come out, hareze yikover, then it has the halacha of you have to bury it. V'nifteres min ha-bechora, and in such a case, it's considered to absolve the mother, or the owner of the mother, obviously, of the status of future Bechor, because then this animal that was born is considered the Bechor. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Dalet in Bechoros. Mivakeres, an animal that's having a firstborn, Amakasha Leilid, that's having difficulty. Mechatech Ever, you can cut off a limb that's making the birth difficult, whatever. Umashlech leklovim, and that limb has no kedusha. You can throw it to the dogs. Va'bo'achar of bechor, and the one that's born after such a birth, such a non-birth, is going to be a bechor. Yotza rubo hareze yikover, most of it comes out. Then together it's considered of status, and it would have to be buried. V'niftera min ha-bechora, and it would pater from firstborn moving forward for the next animal that's born from it. V'mchotach eiver v'hinicho eiver v'hinicho, if he's cutting each limb and leaving it, and then another limb, and he's leaving it at shehishlim rubo until together you end up with the majority of this fetus. Harekolo ayvam tzrichim kivura, then everything does need burial. V'niftera min ha-bechora, and moving forward, it's going to be absolved of bechor. We're classifying it as a birth. Kevan sheyatza rubo bein sholem bein mechutach. Once the majority came out, whether it's intact or cut, v'hareu lefaneinu, and we have it in front of us, niskadesh lemafreya, even the individual limbs that came out are all retroactively included in the birth, and everything does need burial. Again, backing up here on a simple introductory level to these topics, if it's just considered a limb, then it's not bechor, doesn't have the holiness, you could throw it to the dogs. If it does have status, then it's going to be considered a bechor regarding the mother's status, that the next child is not a bechor. And likewise, if it's a bechor, so you can't throw it to the dogs, it has sanctity and would have to be buried. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.